Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Things I Wish I Had Known Before We Got Married by Gary Chapman is a relationship and marriage preparation book shaped by his long career as a marriage counselor and by ideas closely associated with his five love languages work. Rather than focusing on wedding planning or romantic idealism, the book argues that a durable marriage depends on preparation, communication, and the ability to function as teammates in daily life. Chapman addresses practical subjects that couples often postpone until after marriage, including expectations, conflict, money, family patterns, apology, and forgiveness. The book is written primarily for dating, engaged, and seriously considering marriage readers. Although its advice can also help married couples reassess assumptions they may have never discussed openly, its structure is intentionally interactive, with short chapters, discussion prompts, and exercises that encourage conversation. The result is a premarital guide that is both accessible and concrete, aiming to replace vague hopes with habits and agreements that can support a stable relationship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, marriage is teamwork rather than romantic feeling alone. A central argument in the book is that being in love is not enough to sustain a marriage. Chapman treats the early euphoric stage of romance as real but temporary, and he warns that couples often confuse emotional intensity with readiness for lifelong partnership. The practical implication is that marriage should be approached as an ongoing collaboration, not as the automatic continuation of dating feelings. This shift matters because real married life requires coordination and ordinary responsibilities, not just affection. Couples have to make decisions, divide tasks, handle disappointments, and adjust to changing circumstances together. By framing marriage as teamwork, Chapman pushes readers to evaluate whether they can work through friction respectfully rather than assuming compatibility will take care of itself. The idea is less about lowering expectations than about replacing unrealistic ones with a more durable model. In this sense, the book is preventive. It tries to reduce later disillusionment by helping couples understand that commitment must be supported by practical cooperation. Secondly, premarital conversations. The book insists couples should not avoid. The book is built around conversations that many couples postpone because they feel awkward, unromantic, or premature. Chapman repeatedly shows that those conversations are exactly what protects a marriage from avoidable surprises. He encourages couples to talk through expectations about household roles, finances, personal habits, and family influence before they marry. This approach is important because many conflicts are not caused by dramatic betrayals, but by unspoken assumptions that surface only after commitment. When two people never compare their expectations, they may discover too late that they imagine marriage very differently. The short chapters and end-of-chapter questions are designed to make these discussions easier to begin and more concrete to continue. The book also treats dating and engagement as the proper time to identify patterns that will matter later, rather than waiting for crisis to reveal them. In practical terms, the value of the book is not that it gives couples identical answers, but that it helps them develop a habit of deliberate conversation before life becomes more complicated. Thirdly, communication, apology, and forgiveness as daily marriage skills. Chapman presents communication not as a vague interpersonal virtue, but as a set of habits couples must practice continuously. The book emphasizes that disagreements are normal and that conflict does not automatically signal failure. What matters is whether partners can speak honestly, listen well, and repair damage after tension. That is why apology and forgiveness receive special attention. A healthy marriage, in Chapman's framework, cannot depend on pretending that hurt never happened. It depends on acknowledging mistakes and restoring trust. This is a practical, rather than sentimental view of intimacy. The ability to say sorry well requires humility, and the ability to forgive requires a willingness to keep the relationship larger than a single offense. Chapman's counseling background gives these ideas a realistic tone. He is less interested in perfect harmony than in recoverable rupture. The book, therefore, teaches that emotional maturity in marriage is measured by repair skills. Couples who learn these patterns early are better equipped to handle inevitable friction without turning every disagreement into a long-term wound. Fourthly, money, chores, and family background as sources of hidden marital tension. One of the book's strengths is that it treats ordinary life details as major relationship issues rather than trivial logistics. Chapman shows that finances, household chores, and family habits often become points of conflict because they are tied to identity, fairness, and expectations about responsibility. A couple may agree in principle that they will share life together, yet still carry very different assumptions about spending, debt, domestic labor, or how a home should function. He also points out that people often reproduce family patterns without noticing it, such as the roles they saw their parents perform. And when this makes premarital discussion especially important, because hidden scripts from childhood can shape adult relationships. The book does not claim that one model is universally correct. Instead, it argues that couples should surface their assumptions and make conscious decisions together. That focus gives the book practical realism. It recognizes that marriage is affected as much by routine decisions and inherited habits as by emotional compatibility, and that many recurring conflicts begin in these small but deeply consequential areas. Lastly, Christian counseling roots combined with broadly usable relationship guidance. The book reflects Chapman's Christian perspective, including biblical references and moral language that are more visible than in some secular relationship guides. At the same time, its main advice is not limited to a church audience. The emphasis on honesty, communication, shared responsibility, apology, and forgiveness has broad relevance for couples of different backgrounds. This blend gives the book a distinctive position in the marriage preparation category. Readers who want a faith-informed framework will find that dimension explicit, while others may still benefit from the underlying counseling wisdom if they can work with the religious tone. The book's style is also part of its accessibility. Its short chapters, clear prompts, and practical exercises make it easier to use than more academic or theory-driven relationship books. That accessibility helps explain why it remains widely recommended for premarital reading. It is not a comprehensive psychological treatise, and it does not try to be. Its purpose is more focused to help couples have better conversations before commitment, using a combination of counseling experience and moral reflection to make those conversations concrete and timely. In conclusion, Things I Wish I Had Known Before We Got Married is best suited for singles, dating couples, engaged couples, and even newly married readers who want a clearer picture of what marriage actually requires. Its value lies in how it shifts attention away from the wedding and toward the habits that sustain a relationship after the ceremony ends. Readers who want practical premarital guidance will benefit from its focus on communication, money, chores, family patterns, conflict repair, and realistic expectations. Readers who appreciate Gary Chapman's wider body of work will also recognize the influence of his counseling background and the five love languages perspective. Though this book is more directly about preparation than affection style, what makes it stand out from many marriage books is its combination of brevity, directness, and usability. It is designed to start conversations, not just offer advice, and its discussion questions make it easy for couples to use together. Compared with more abstract or therapeutic books in the same genre, it is more concrete and immediate. Compared with highly devotional marriage books, it is more focused on day-to-day relational mechanics. That balance is what gives it lasting appeal. If you would like to support Gary Chapman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.